This will be the final installment in our series looking back at the history of Steelers drafts on a round-by-round basis. Today it's round one, and as always, I'm right, he's wrong. Okay, when you take a look at this list of all-time first-round picks in franchise history, what you have are seven Hall of Famers, a Supreme Court Justice, and a guy's not even on the list who shares the same name as the greatest writer in the history of the world, William Shakespeare. That would be Bill Shakespeare, the Steelers' first-round draft pick back in 1936. But to me, the transcendent player on this list is Joe Green. Joe Green showed the way. He is the Steelers' Moses. He led the team, the franchise, out of the wilderness after wandering in the NFL desert for 40 years, just about. You know, Joe Green is a two-time winner of the NFL Defensive Player of the Year Award, five-time first-team All-Pro, Hall of Fame class of 1987, four Super Bowl rings, and in my opinion, Joe Green is the only player the Steelers have ever had that belong on the franchise's Mount Rushmore, along with Art Rooney Sr., the guy who founded the team and kept it in Pittsburgh during some times when it would have been easy to move it, Dan Rooney, who finally figured out how to run it, Chuck Knoll, who was the coach that Dan Rooney hired and led the team out of the wilderness, and Joe Green, the player who made it all happen. A lot of greatness on this list, but the greatest of the great, Joe Green.
And while Joe Green would belong on that Mount Rushmore, that Mount Rushmore would not accurately depict Joe Green because it would just be a headshot, right? It would just be Joe Green, maybe the recognizable face mask. Everybody would get that. But, Bob, it's not just Joe Green we're anointing here. It's Mean Joe Green. And part of that whole transcendent thing, that whole attitude thing, that whole face of the franchise thing was Joe Green being mean because Joe Green didn't like losing. The Steelers drafted him because they had lost long enough. Joe Green saw to it that the losing would stop quickly, and he did whatever it takes, you might say, and he did it better than anybody in franchise history. So I'm with you. Joe Green, number one, not just greatest draft pick in Steelers history, greatest first-round draft pick, greatest fill-in-the-blank. Joe Green.
Okay, that'll conclude our series here as we look back on the history of the Steelers drafts on a round-by-round basis. We hope you enjoyed watching it as much as we enjoyed doing it.
Joe who?
Mike who?